From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Wednesday, February 19th. Rural schools in the North State are scrambling to find funding after federal negotiations cut their budgets. The Plumas Sun reports the Secure Rural Schools and Community Self-Determination Act would have granted schools in Plumas County nearly $3.4 million in 2025. Last-minute budget talks in December failed to fund the program. County officials say that without this funding, the already financially strapped Plumas Unified School District would have to take drastic measures to balance its books. Representative Doug LaMalfa has responded by introducing a bipartisan measure to reinstate funding for the program, but the bill does not yet have a scheduled hearing date. In other news, fire marshals across the state are updating wildfire risk maps following the destructive Los Angeles County fires. So far, over 2 million acres have been designated as having high or very high fire risk. Governor Gavin Newsom issued an executive order to redraw the maps earlier this month. The order also requires the creation of ember-resistant zones in the areas around houses in high-risk areas. Maps have been updated for North State counties such as Butte, Colusa, Glenn, and Shasta, with more areas to come. This is the first time wildfire severity maps have been updated in over a decade. And artist Jose is bringing the sounds of Brazil to Chico this weekend. He is a Latin Grammy-nominated artist and has 7 solo albums. His most recent album, Curimantu, was released in November. He says that sharing his musical heritage with the States is a privilege, but he also feels a lot of responsibility to share his culture with those unfamiliar with Brazilian music.
The lyric is in Portuguese, most of people don't understand. So that's why I have to try to keep the images in the songs, the music, you know? Yeah, so that's why we need the strings, you need sometimes this more space, more effects for more guitar.
Jose will be performing at Argus Bar in Chico on Sunday night at 7. He'll be performing from both Curimen albums, which he recorded here in the States. Also, Chico State President Steve Perez says the university could face a $32 million deficit next year. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more from the president's annual address.
President Steve Perez said spending cuts proposed in Governor Gavin Newsom's budget could result in $12 million fewer dollars coming to Chico State next year. That would contribute to what Perez said could be a $32 million overall budget deficit. According to reporting by KRCR, the president delivered the bad news during the State of the University address Monday. The president said the university was able to significantly reduce expenditures last year due to higher enrollment. He emphasized the need to continue efforts to bolster enrollment as one strategy to improve its financial situation. Newsom's budget proposal calls for a $375 million cut to funding for the CSU system. Perez says he plans to travel to Sacramento and Washington, D.C. soon to lobby on behalf of the university. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And finally, people in several North State cities gathered peacefully over the weekend to raise their voices in opposition to actions taken by the Trump administration. According to the Reading Record Searchlight, over 400 people rallied in front of City Hall on what organizers called Not My President's Day. Many spoke out against the president's relationship with Elon Musk, but not everyone agreed. Some in the crowd supported Trump. According to the Chico Enterprise Record, about 200 people assembled in the Chico City Plaza to register their dissatisfaction. Nationwide, rallies were held in all 50 states yesterday, and some were in Sacramento and San Francisco. And those were your headlines for Wednesday, February 19th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you can visit our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.